moments of celebration. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Moments of celebration.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مرحبا مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to one and all. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are watching this amazing and beautiful program on this superb and auspicious and Mubarak day of Eid. Alhamdulillah, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to one and all. We have commenced in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have sent peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nure Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim ridwan. Dear viewers, alhamdulillah, just few days ago, our homes were glowing with a different kind of noor and light. Allahu Akbar. The masajid were full. The Quran was being recited in every corner. Subhanallah. People who had not cried for months suddenly found themselves raising their hands in the middle of the night saying, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Ramadan had a special atmosphere. An atmosphere of mercy, an atmosphere of change in society, an atmosphere where even the hardest hearts became softened, dear viewers. But now, Ramadan has left. Now the nights have become quiet once again. Allahu Akbar. The Taraweeh rows are now gone, dear viewers. And life slowly returns back to normal. And tonight, we ask ourselves a very honest and true question. After Ramadan, who are we now? Allah. Jihad, dear viewers. Did Ramadan change our hearts? Did it transform our character? Did it bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or has Ramadan simply passed by like a mehman and guest that came and left without leaving any trace behind? Allah azza wa jalla has made the fast of Ramadan fard and obligatory upon us, as it was made obligatory upon those before us, dear viewers. Allah Kareem states in the Quran Pak, the reason for this is so that you may attain taqwa and piety, so that you may become pious. The fast of Ramadan is obligatory for you and I, for us all, to become more fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain closeness to Allah azza wa jalla. Allahu Akbar. So Ramadan had a mission, dear viewers. We reflect on that mission. Jihad, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He azza wa jalla has blessed us with this Mubarak and auspicious day of Eid, subhanallah. However, to discuss this important topic for today, alhamdulillah, I'm joined by two respected personalities who need no introduction. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, joining us is our Nigran, the Amir and Nigran of KZN. A dedicated servant of the deen who has spent years working with communities and guiding people towards Islam. He needs no introduction, mashallah. He is my beloved Nigran, our beloved Ashraf Khan, Hafizahullah. Let's welcome him to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Mashallah, mashallah. All is well, Sayyid.
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah, mashallah. And now, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we call upon our respected Ali Medin, mashallah, who was with us in the first program as well, who needs no introduction as well. He is our beloved Mawlana Suhail Madani, Hafizahullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah. Sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. How are you keeping? MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Tafaddal, tafaddal, Habibi. MashaAllah. Our guests are with us now. And it is the day of Eid, mashallah. Moments of celebration, moments of happiness. And 30 days of fasting, dear people. 30 days of roza. 30 days of being and staying away from eating, drinking, away from your normal routine. Allahu Akbar. And now comes the day in which a believer is reaping his rewards and thawab. The day of rewards, jihad, dear viewers. This is exactly what we had discussed in our yesterday's program. And in today's Eid program, alhamdulillah, we are discussing after Ramadan, where have we now moved to? What is now next in our lives? Ramadan, this mehman came and has now left. Where do we stand, dear viewers of Madani Channel? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We have our Nigran Sahib, mashallah, with us. And I would like to ask our Nigran Sahib, how has the days treated you so far? How was Ramadan in the first place? Nigran Sahib was very active on the ground floor, mashallah. There are how many centers that we have in Durban, Ya Sayyidi, that you are basically overseeing to?
Alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Within a short space of time, 22 years, Alhamdulillah, Dawati Islami has established, subhanallah, 44 centers in South Africa.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah this is, Akbar. Mashallah, Azza wa Jal, with the blessings of Amir al-Sunnat.
Right.
The blessings, alhamdulillah, of our members of Surah. And from those 44 centers, mashallah, 9 are in KwaZulu-Natal, another province here, alhamdulillah, for the viewers of Madari Channel. If you didn't know, it's called KZN, KwaZulu-Natal, alhamdulillah. And 9 of them are here, subhanallah, azza wa jal. And mashallah, azza wa jal, we've got a very great team in South Africa.
Right.
And also here in KZN, subhanallah, azza wa jal. And with the blessings and the support of the team, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we have had a wonderful Ramadan.
Mashallah.
And most days, subhanallah, azza wa jal, we were all trying to raise funds for the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And trying to, mashallah, uplift the activities of Dawat Islami in all our centers, mashallah.
Mashallah.
Allah has been very kind to us, mashallah. Brothers and our donors have given us lots of support.
As well.
And we hope to, mashallah, into this particular year, from now till the next Ramzan, inshallah, Azul, do better with the help of our donors, inshallah.
Ameen. Allahumma ameen. And I don't know if you've noticed, Ya Sayyidi, that in Ramadan, the hearts of the people are softened generally.
Most
mashallah,
definitely.
They would give more in the month of Ramadan. But any message do you have for those who intended to give in the month of Ramadan, for some reason could not make it? I'm not speaking about zakat, I'm speaking general contributions, right? So can they continue contributing after Ramadan as well to the accounts that
Alhamdulillah,
are promoting?
Dawat Islami, mashallah, is working throughout the world. And the importance of fundraising and funds to serve the deen is obviously known to everybody.
Allah.
So we continuously, mashallah, improving. Dawat Islami has reached almost 100 and plus countries of the world, and funds are always required. So continue giving, continue making dua for the success of Dawat Islam, inshallah.
Well, people are under the impression that we have a lot of money. Yes, what do you say? People are under the impression that we have a lot of money. Nigran Sahib is saying we are looking for money. Just wanted to ask on this note here, what is the expenses for KZN? You're saying 9 centers in KZN, right? What are the expenses? I mean, like, how do these things operate? I mean, do we have people consistently giving us monies, or do we run short and we are in always need of
mashallah, we have people that are donating, mashallah, azza wa jal. We are always looking for new donations, subhanallah. And the works are increasing.
Yeah,
yes, we have challenges.
Right.
And I suppose, like how a person was on a business or even your house, you would have challenges at time financially. So we also face challenges.
Allah.
But alhamdulillah, Allah. Azza wa Jal, with the kindness of our donors and our brothers that mashallah support us, we try to pull through the year.
Alhamdulillah.
But most definitely, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawat Islami is increasing day by day, whether it's dawah activities, whether it's educational activities, subhanallah. Whether it's social welfare activity, subhanallah, throughout the world, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, it is one of the greatest movements, Islamic movements of this period and time, subhanallah.
Yeah,
under the gaze of Amir al-Sunnah, subhanallah, under the guidance of Muftiyana Ikram, mashallah, and alhamdulillah,
no
spread throughout the world via our surah, alhamdulillah,
azza wa jal. Mashallah, no, that's excellent. Mashallah, Muhasab was going to say something very important in between.
You will say this, Dawat Islami is always asking. Because you think about it, 80 plus departments, right? And alhamdulillah, from those 80 plus departments, more than 180 countries plus around the entire globe, thousands of masajids, right? On a yearly basis, thousands of ulama are graduating. And all of our centers throughout the entire world, alhamdulillah, has ulama ikram, has ufaz ikram, subhan. The community needs it. Countries need it, alhamdulillah. We need muballighin, we need deen to grow. And this is what Dawud Islam is offering, alhamdulillah. So obviously, as the work is big, so the expenses will also be big. And Dawud Islami, you know, one great thing, alhamdulillah, especially for views of Madari Channel, is that Dawud Islami offers us an opportunity for sawab-e-jariya. Continuous sawab. Somebody asked me how. We give you opportunity to build a masjid. We give you opportunity, alhamdulillah, to contribute towards our Darulum Jamiat al-Madina. How many hundreds of in South Africa, mashallah, we are so honored that we have three Darulums, alhamdulillah. We have Islamic Sisters via an online platform and such a great need in the society, subhanallah. So your sawab is jariya, there is nothing to lose, alhamdulillah. Your bank accounts will be flashing on the day of judgment, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. So, yeah, Nigran Sahab, this actually, it's a work of the deen.
Alhamdulillah.
We face these challenges and we go through them, alhamdulillah. But at the end, when we see the deen prospering, we see people coming into the fold of Islam, it makes our heart so happy. Alhamdulillah. Thumma alhamdulillah. Wherever you are, dear viewers, throughout the globe, wherever you are sitting right now. And if you are contributing from the wealth which Allah has given you, in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, then you are in success.
Subhanallah.
Your wealth will multiply. Jihad. From the apparent point of view, it looks as if your wealth has reduced. But in reality, it has increased.
Subhanallah.
Do not stop giving. Keep giving in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We studied in the month of Ramadan just a few days ago how Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity would increase in the month of Ramadan.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
Generally, he is very generous. Allah says, na, waha kya? Judo karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangne wala tera. That the beggar would never hear the word no from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally. Then what was the alam and the state of his generosity in the month of Ramadan was another story altogether.
Allah.
As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu anha states, that his generosity will be like the fast winds. In this fashion and this way, he will help and aid people. So this is what we need to keep flowing and going, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan al-Kareem. And the fast of Ramadan always does us good, alhamdulillah. We hope that throughout the year, whenever we can have this sunnah fast, nafil fast, we should actually be in the practice of fasting, dear viewers. It's very beneficial for the body, alhamdulillah. But our discussion for today, as Ramadan has now gone, and we find many people, I think the last week before Ramadan, I met a lot of people who told me, Tabriz bhai, few days left.
Allah.
Tabriz bhai, can you believe so fast Ramadan went? We were talking about the chant of Ramadan. Now we spoke about the chant of Eid. And now we are talking that Eid came and also left. Allah. Allahu Akbar. So, Sayyidi, there's no doubt that Ramadan is a spiritual training camp for a believer. There's no doubt in that, right? If we look at it, for 30 days, we disciplined ourselves. For 30 days, brothers woke up for tahajjud salah. For 30 days, brothers controlled their anger, their temper, recited Quran-e-Pak, became more pious, Ya Sayyidi. But now that Ramadan has ended, Ramadan has come as a mehman, it came and it left. What happens to those people who tried practicing, who tried being pious in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem? Why do people slowly and gradually get back into the things that they would normally do throughout the year? But for the 30 days, everything was smooth. A person felt his guilt. He saw the places where he was wrong. But now that Ramadan has come and left, automatically, Ya Sayyidi, we go back to the things that we used to do, from the things that we made tawbah in the month of Ramadan. Why is it like that, Ya Sayyidi?
I think if one had to take cognizance of one's actions and why does this happen after Ramadan, I think the first thing is that we should obviously make sincere intention. And whatever you have done, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, that Rabb Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives you a tawfiq to increase that after Ramadan.
Allah.
And one of the lack that is found within many of us is the lack of being sincere and being steadfast in your actions.
Allahu Akbar.
So when we speak about steadfastness, basically what I have achieved in the month of Ramadan, how can I take that and make it better out of the month of Ramadan?
Right.
What have I achieved in Ramadan?
Right.
How can I take that and make it better out of Ramadan?
Okay.
This is very, very important.
Right.
That, for example,
right.
I performed my 5 times prayer in Jamaat.
Right.
Then should I not be attending the masjid after Ramadan? And we find that in many instances, on the morning of the Fajr of Eid, like we had recently, and the Eid namaz, we have a jam-packed crowd, subhanallah. There's no space in the masjid. But the Zuhr Salah becomes a problem, as if we never was in the beautiful month of Ramadan. This is the reality. The same goes with Asr.
We saw it in Ramadan.
Maghrib. So why is this happening? Why is it that we use Ramadan And we don't obviously take what we've achieved by mashallah. It is mentioned Rajab, plant the seed. Shaban, water the seed. And reap the benefits in Ramadan. So if you reap the benefits in Ramadan, try to take that all the way to the other months of the year. This is
so
important.
True, Granta. That's very, very true what you have just mentioned. But the problem is that now we sow the seed in Rajab. Allahu Akbar. We all tried watering the seed in the month of Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam. But by the time Ramadan came and brothers went fasting, we forgot to reap the blessings of that same seed that we had sowed in the month of Rajab and the seed that we watered in Sha'ban. It's hard to be consistent. I have just found this, you know, as you just mentioned, consistency was there. And Mawsa mentioned in yesterday's program that 30 days is enough duration to make somebody paband on something.
Allah.
Look at the system. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who created this body. And when you discipline this body and you're giving it a time frame to adjust to something, so 30 days is sufficient to make you who you want to become. If you can be paband. If you want to leave a bad habit, 30 days try it out. Then 31, 32, 33, it's no longer going to be with you. You need to control your nafs. You need to control yourself. So this is what I wanted to ask Maulana Sahib, that people woke up early, recited Quran with pabandi, consistency, there was momentum, you know. But the moment Ramadan has left, many people have lost this discipline.
Allah.
So why do people find it difficult to be consistent on matters? So many sisters and brothers had competition to complete. How many Quran if I can?
Allah.
Why? This is the question. Why? What was so different that after Ramadan, now you can't find the time? When you were fasting and hungry and thirsty, you found the time. Now after eating, drinking and having more energy in your body, why can't you find the time? Why can't a person be consistent, rather should I ask?
Indeed, in Ramadan, you are so honored and blessed, according to the best hadith of Akal Islam, which is the summary of which that you shaitan chained up and put away. Ne? So it's a bonus for us. You know? And now if you look at it, Ramadan ends, our enemy
Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. Open enemy.
Open enemy to us. And what is shaitan? Who is shaitan? He said to Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, when he was kicked out of the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that I will stay or will sit on the straight path. He'll be there for the believers. That I will approach them from the front. I will approach them from the back. I will approach them from the left and the right. So if you think about it now, out of the month of Ramadan, our enemy is out.
On the righteous path. So the path that leads to Jannah is where Shaitan is waiting to attack the believers. Astaghfirullah. A'udhu billah. So you're saying that for 1 month he was chained. And now he is released. And
that's why you see also that he has become so influential upon us. Right? That sometimes also in Ramadan you'll notice, and this is the weakness of insan also. You know? Insan is weak. That is our reality. And we cannot argue about this. This is a fact. Right? In Ramadan also, because of how we are influenced by him, and how powerful he is, you know, that he trains us throughout the entire 11 months. That sometimes you see, even in the month of Ramadan, because of our weakness, his influence or his training still is found in that month. That's something people see that I'm fasting, but sometimes you make to a sin of the ear. I'm fasting, but the sin of the eye. You know, we should remember that in the day of judgment, you know, especially sometime in the month of Ramadan, when we're sitting with the family, especially iftars, etc. Like today is also the day of Eid. We're sitting. At times we may engross ourselves in the ghibat. What happens to a person that do ghibat, which is act of, which is haram on the day of judgment? They will be given boiling hot pus to drink. And due to the severe heat of that pus, when it be brought closer to them, their lips will melt.
Allah.
Are we ready to bear the torment? We are listening to music, Allah. Imagine day of judgment, the horrors of the day of judgment. Are we ready for the horrors in the qabr, the year after? As well as, you know, like I mentioned with the eyes. We are fasting, but fasting is not about eating, the grandson. Also, at times, you know, especially with youngsters also, they always want to look everywhere. They cannot control themselves. In the day of judgment, you look at something haram, you know, a rod of fire will be placed into his eye. Can we bear this? I mean, the dunya, we even fight for our stoves at home. We fight for a lighter, we get burnt. A small fire happens, we try to run away. So our enemy is there. But we are so fortunate as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, you know, he informed us. And this is why when Akal Islatu Islam was born, the saddest person in the entire universe was Shaitan. Because now he's doomed. Because we are honored and fortunate that we are told who he is.
So what Mawsa basically mentions is that due to Shaitan, insan is unable to be consistent upon worship. So he is our open enemy and he is the one who maneuvers our way. He is the one who, of course, will change our niyats, our intentions. The one who instills hatred
malice, grudge, facade amongst people, it is shaitan, dear viewers. There's no doubt. Maulana Sahib has pointed towards a reality, and we see that people have become so habitual towards sinning that even when shaitan was chained, sins are still continuing. Is because of our habits upon those sins, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Chali, alhamdulillah, these are some angles which Nigran Sahib brought, mashallah, Zawajallah, Maulana Sohail Khan Sahib has also mentioned. Our point is that Ramadan came, brothers. Ramadan is gone. We have no idea whether next Ramadan, you and I will be alive to even witness Allah. The beauty of Ramadan. So many brothers who planned Eid, so many sisters who planned their Eid get-togethers only got to hear about the moon being sighted, but they did not see the next day.
Allah.
Eid Mubarak, we all gave to each another, but how many of us will make it till the day next, till the next day? We have no idea. So you're planning too far. Ramadan next year is very far away. We need to plan for the next moment, dear viewers. How do we change? Chale, inshallah, azawajallah, ek bada pyara kalam hai. Aur meri darkhast thi, inshallah, azawajallah, from our director sahab to kindly give us this beautiful and amazing kalam. Wo jo chahe, chaand ko tod de. उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया वो फिर उसके टुकड़ों को जोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया वेरी ब्यूटीफुल कलाम माशाल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल्ला रिसाइटेड बाय आवर अब्दुल अज़ीम अत्तारी हफ़िज़हुल्लाह एंड वंस वी लिसन टू दिस कलाम इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल्ला वी विल रिज्यूम विद आवर प्रोग्राम स्टे लॉक्ड इन ट्यून विद मदनी चैनल सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम
या रसूल अल्लाह या हबीब अल्लाह या रसूल अल्लाह वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया फिर उसके टुकड़ों को जोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे जो अली की असर कजा हुई तो वो वक्त पर ही अदा हुई जो अली की असर कजा हुई जो अली की असर कजा हुई तो वो वक्त पर ही अदा हुई तो वो वक्त पर ही अदा हुई छुपे आफताब को मोड़ दे छुपे आफताब को मोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया वो फिर उसके टुकड़ों को जोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया वो जो चाहे चांद को तोड़ दे रुख नार उनके गुलाम को लिए जा रहे वो मलाइका रुख नार उनके गुलाम को लिए जा रहे वो मलाइका रुख नार उनके गुलाम को लिए जा रहे वो मलाइका लिए जा रहे वो मलाइका वो पकड़ के खुल्द को मोड़ दे वो पकड़ के खुल्द को मोड़ दे उन्हें इख्तियार दिया गया unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo jo chahe chand ko tod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo phir uske tukdon ko jod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo jo chahe chand ko tod de wo nabi ki mutthi ka maujza kevam romai tak gaye khuda wo nabi ki mutthi ka maujza wo nabi ki mutthi ka maujza kevam romai tak gaye khuda kevam romai tak gaye khuda wo nigah kufr ki phod de wo nigah kufr ki phod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo jo chahe chand ko tod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya uske shukron ko jod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo jo chahe chand ko tod de likho nazishun ka ye maujza ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi likho nazishun ka ye maujza ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi likho nazishun ka ye maujza ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi wo lo'ab paak se jod de wo lo'ab paak se jod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo jo chahe chand ko tod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo phir uske tukdon ko jod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya wo jo chahe chand ko tod de
sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam subhanallah. And this was the beautiful kalam that we were listening to just before our discussion. We came to a break during our discussion, dear viewers, alhamdulillah. For those who have just joined us, you are watching our Eid special transmission, Eid program called Moments of Celebration. Subhanallah. Jiha, Moments of Celebration, dear viewers. And we were listening to this kalam. Acha, in the maqta, which is the last couplet of this kalam, you have heard the poet has composed. He said, Likho nazish unka ye mu'jiza ki kisi ki aankh nikal gayi wo lo'ab se phir jod de unhe ikhtiyar diya gaya. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So he says, Nazish, write that beautiful and amazing story. Why don't you narrate that story? What was the story? That during a battle, one companion's blessed eye, radiyallahu an, due to the impact of a spear, popped out of the socket. And this companion, according to a hadith, was none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who then brought his eye in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this is my condition, that the eye has popped out of the socket due to the impact of a spear. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam applied his blessed and mubarak saliva and placed his eye back into the socket. After which this companion says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it seemed as if there was nothing wrong with my eye. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So the poet says, likho nazish unka ye mu'jiza. Dobara se isko padhte hain inshallah azza. What a beautiful kalam this is. He writes,
likho nazish unka ye mu'jiza, likho nazish unka ye mu'jiza, ki kisi ki aankh nikal gayi, ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi. Likho nazish unka ye mu'jiza, likho nazish unka ye mu'jiza, ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi, ke kisi ki aankh nikal gayi. Bolo aabe paak se jod de, bolo aabe paak se jod de, unhein ikhtiyar diya gaya, unhein ikhtiyar diya gaya, wo jo chahe chand ko tod de.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya nabi allah. Masha Allah, Subhanallah, we have our Nigran Sahib and Maulana Suhail Khan Sahib with us right now, mashallah. Let's turn back to our Nigran, who shared with us such beautiful, heart-touching and amazing points that will change us from within, alhamdulillah. One famous question, Nigran Sahib, very frequent question asked, how do we know whether our Ramadan was accepted or not? People often ask this question, no, is there any sign to say, well, you know, due to this sign, you can know that the brother's roza, his fasting, his efforts, his ibadah that he performed in Ramadan was accepted. Any sign, any hint, Ya Sayyidi?
Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salamun alayka ya Rasulullah.
Sallallahu alayhi.
The acceptance of Ramadan and other acts of worship,
right,
is not something we can know with absolute certainty.
Okay, all right.
Allahu Akbar.
Right.
But scholars, mashallah, have guided us with some kind of indications, subhanAllah.
Right. Right.
And one of the most prominent, noticeable indicator is a positive change within oneself. Within oneself,
right,
after Ramadan, subhanAllah.
Right. Right.
For example,
right,
when we talk about this positive change, meaning that, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, that positive change which is noticeable.
Right.
Consistency in good deeds.
Consistency.
Meaning
back
that, mashallah. Subhanallah. Right. Like what Mawlana has mentioned, that, you know. So, alhamdulillah, it is mentioned that, subhanallah, azza wa jal, that the good habits that you've picked up in Ramadan.
Right.
Are you continuing with that good habits after Ramadan? For example, subhanallah.
Mashallah.
Are you reciting the Holy Quran? How is your character?
Okay.
Is your character, mashallah, after Ramadan better? Or is it gone worse after Ramadan? Then what did you really achieve in Ramadan?
So that's like a yardstick to know whether the person changed. Or
not. Changed or not. You know, okay, your performance of your ibadah, your salahs, that alhamdulillah, I am now stronger. I am definitely trying to perform my 5 times the salah in jamaat, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. So these are things that obviously can guide you towards, you know what, I am becoming better,
okay,
I am trying to become closer, and there's a positive impact within yourself.
Have Nigran Sahib met any person like that? Have you ever seen a person who was, you know, in your opinion, you know what, he needs to reform, he needs to change, and Ramadan came, and then you saw him after Ramadan all reformed altogether.
Allah,
maybe you saw him coming frequently in Ramadan to the masjid, and you saw the same person coming even after Ramadan to the masjid.
Alhamdulillah, I think one witnesses that all the time in Dawat Islam.
Subhanallah.
This is what we see. I mean, you get the prisoner, subhanallah, becoming muballigh.
Allahu Akbar.
You get those that maybe of another religion coming into Islam and serving the deen even better than others. Alhamdulillah. So similarly, mashallah, with the activities of Ramadan within our Madani Markaz, our jejus, etc., and mashallah, people sitting for itikaf, we find that there's a positive change. Like I met a particular brother just the other day, and he says, you know what, I have now moved away from a Madani Markaz of Dawat Islami, but I miss that beautiful lessons that when you enter the masjid, people tell you make the niyat of itikaf.
Subhanallah.
You know? And these are the things that, you know, we don't really learn too much out there from others. So most definitely, the mahol of Dawat Islami has got that particular power, subhanallah, with the barakah of Amir al-Sunnat to, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, help us change via the different systems of Dawat Islami. For example, Madani Inama, Pious Deeds, subhanallah, Madani Qafila, subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, and many other activities of Dawat Islami, subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. Whether it's educational, whether it's educational, for example, Madrasatul Madina for adults, we might find that people sitting for itikaf never knew how to recite the surahs of the Holy Quran properly. But in itikaf, subhanallah,
you get
they learned, subhanallah, some would sit the whole 30 days for itikaf, alhamdulillah. And people make good intentions to use the turban. So we see these positive changes coming through,
in people.
And yes, most definitely in other centers, Islamic centers also, alhamdulillah. But yes, because we are involved in Dawat Islami, we would obviously speak about what we see in Dawat Islami.
I think I will second Nigran Sahab on this. You know, I have met some Islamic brothers, and you know, you have this look and you feel like only Allah knows best.
Allah.
You know, what can ever happen for this brother? And then you see a sudden transformation.
Allah.
The brother didn't go for Hajj. Ramadan just came and went.
Allah.
And these brothers are changed.
Allah.
They are changed. Completely changed. So many people are able to leave drugs.
Allah.
Because Ramadan is a place where you're going to fast. So they said, you know what? Either way, I'm not going to be taking these drugs in between the day. So let me try and stay away from it during the day. And at night, inshallah, when this feeling will come to me, then I will try and fight my nafs. And so many people make it. I'm talking about cigarettes. Leave alone drugs, high stuff, even basic stuff which people regard as basic these days here in the shop, right? You get cigarettes, for example. So many people are able to quit it because of consistency. You're fasting in the Ramadan. So, mashallah, they used to say, the people of the past would say that people will perform one Hajj and get reformed when they die.
Subhanallah.
These days here, people perform 10 Hajj and come back the same.
Allahu Akbar.
There's no changes from others. So I think the foundation of what you have mentioned is, firstly, I think Allah Azza wa Jalla does not change the condition of a nation until that nation does not wish to change its own condition.
Allah.
So when a brother wants to change, and when he makes a firm niyyah, I want to change, really Ramadan was there to change it.
Subhanallah.
Where else you find yourself stagnant? You find yourself in the same spot. You know, one hadith of Rasulullah states that may his nose be rubbed. Yani, may such a person be disgraced. Who found his parents in old age but yet was not forgiven.
Allah.
Yani, he had an opportunity to serve his parents and become a Jannati. But no, he had the opportunity in the form of parents, but he did not deserve Jannah because of his actions. Likewise, may his nose be rubbed in dust, who found the month of Ramadan and yet was not forgiven. So this month comes with a force of forgiveness, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. If Ramadan lives and your good deeds live with it, if Ramadan left and our virtuous actions left with it, then Ramadan never truly entered our hearts. Allahu Akbar. So these are some important matters that we have discussed, subhanallah. Though it is a happy occasion, but together with that, we are trying to keep a little balance, if you can see and understand, subhanallah. That we celebrate and enjoy this day. In our previous program and episode with Muaz Ziyad Madani, this is what we mentioned. Enjoy, it's the day of Eid. You're going to go enjoy some biryani. You're going to go to the next home, enjoy another lunch there. The entire day we're going to be eating and drinking. But it's the second day of Eid. Do not forget that, subhanallah, you performed all your Isha Salah with Jama'at in the masjid. Why on the day of Eid do you have to miss it? And if you gave it one chance and said, nah, I got some exemptions because of the day of Eid, you're going to miss tomorrow as well.
Well, also very, very important is, mashallah, like you mentioned, that beautiful second day of Eid, subhanallah, azza wa jalla. Now, many of us are with our families. And company is very important.
Very important.
The type of company, Mawlana.
Agreed.
That good company will lead you towards goodness.
Agreed.
Bad company, and if you follow that, will lead you towards evil and weaknesses.
100%.
So, if you are with the family, as an elder, even as a young personality, mashallah, azza wa jalla, nothing stops you from reminding this, mashallah, is now salah time. Let's make our zuhr salah. You know?
What's wrong if
you whether it's the Islamic sisters, you remind your mahrams, mashallah, azza wa jal, you remind your your elders and your youngsters, subhanAllah. Let's make Jamaat. If there's a masjid far away, make Jamaat at home, mashallah. Islamic sisters got a place, go make the Jamaat. So mashallah, it's very, very important. Sometimes we feel shy. No, what will they think about us? What will they say about us? Now, no, he's like acting like very pious. He thinks he's a Maulana, etc., etc. No. We learn in Dawud Islami, subhanAllah. I must try to rectify myself and the people of the entire world, subhanAllah. It starts with us and our family, subhanAllah.
Very, very important,
mashallah, as well, that company that you obviously link yourself with, and your family is your immediate company, subhanAllah. That in a loving manner, don't now go and shout at them, in a loving manner, in a beautiful manner, that mashallah, before we have lunch, let's make our Zuhursalah.
SubhanAllah.
You know, mashallah.
Or make Mashwara if they want to read after.
After, alhamdulillah. Before Asr, before tea time, let's have our Asr namaz, mashallah. Similarly with Maghrib and Isha. So it's about also the manner of approach, and it's about you motivating.
I would say on this note, Yasiri, that one person, one elderly person of the family should take charge of this.
SubhanAllah.
If the elders remain quiet, how will this be a tarbiyat for the juniors?
You know, speaking on which, you know, like today is, you know, how will our condition be after Ramadan? If this is going to be the condition of the elders and the seniors and the parents on the day of Eid, that they're going to behave like it's a day of joy and party, then that mindset is going to click, especially with the young toddlers. What Ramadan, we were on Tulut Salah, reciting Quran, Afkar, don't say that, no, Allah is watching, Allah is hearing. But today everything's back to normal. So in their mind, they're going to get that training or that setting click button. And young children, toddlers are like that. That, okay, if they are doing it today, then everything's back to normal now. So only in Ramadan I need to be pious, and after that I can carry on my life the way I want it to.
Similarly, Maulana, as we are mentioning, mashallah, about the positive impact, and we find that people don't cry as much as they would cry in the month of Ramadan.
Yeah, that's very general.
You know, when the Imam is making dua, when one is hearing about the Holy Quran, and the bayans, and the mercy of Allah in the month of Ramadan, then our hearts automatically become soft, you know, and we make tawbah to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that we have done wrong. And that tawbah, we should continue with that niyyah that inshallah I'll become a better Muslim after Ramadan. Now we find that certain times, even although we make the tawbah in the month of Ramadan, on the day of Eid, we might not even go meet families that we've got a difficulty with.
Yeah, especially with the one we got to then,
what did we learn in the month of Ramadan? If your mother you're not talking to,
Allah.
If your father you're not to, if your brother you're not talking to, if it is those particular cousins that you're not talking to, your aunties, your puppies, your pupas, example I'm saying. So what did you learn in the month of Ramadan? If you really cried and asked Allah to forgive you, what Allah wants from us? Allah wants that we must bring families together. Allah wants that we must show adab and respect and treat a human being, a fellow Muslim, with the utmost of respect and honor him. So if we can't honor our family members, how do we honor others?
Allah.
You know, so what it's very, very important, Nuzul, that alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it's a day of Eid. And if you think that, no, for example, I am too big, or I am, for example, better than him, and I wouldn't go ask Maafi first, then you should think again. You should think again.
Right.
That you should, alhamdulillah, lower yourself for the pleasure of Allah. Go and make maaf and bring the families together. This is important.
Subhanallah.
This is what Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants.
Yeah, Nigran sahab, this point that you have mentioned have touched my heart. And this is what we need to bring into our society. This is what we need to understand. And this is what makes our Ramadan and our Eid different than the other years.
As we as elders, I mean, like at times, if there's like, you know, sometimes in the Dawud Islami we are called, our families having difficulties. Sometimes, mashallah, we are sitting and we're trying to make mashwara to bring them together. You find that we don't realize that we have children that are growing up. My children, my brother's children, or my sister's children, example. What habits are we giving them? What good impressions are we giving them that tomorrow, if such a thing happens, don't break families up. Bring families together.
Wow.
This is important. Because if you're going to fight and you're going to say, no, you don't talk to that cousin, you don't talk to that particular person, and he has done that, he has... What are we teaching our children? That means for life, that family will never come together.
Will never come together.
So the elders need to step up. Allah. This is important.
Dear viewers of Madini Channel, this was a very good nasiha and advice we have just heard from our Nigran, subhanAllah, that we need to bring togetherness in our families. Grow together, flock together, seek forgiveness from each other. Make mu'afi, have a generous heart. Don't have malice, don't have grudge, don't have hatred. Fight and get what out of it?
There are people who make niyyah. One brother tells the next brother, I'm not going to come for your janazah.
Allah.
Cousins threaten each another that your father doesn't like my father, so the cousins now fight each other. Because the brothers have fights between each other. Imran Sahib mentioned something very important, and today is the day of Eid. How many mothers are sitting right now in their homes on the second day of Eid that my son didn't come to see me?
Allah.
My daughter didn't come to see me. My grandson didn't come to see me. My daughter-in-law is not talking to me. How many mothers and fathers out there today, throughout the world, this dunya is so big. In some corner of the world, in some country, in some province, in some city and town, this could be the situation. But Islam has the solution which Nigran Sahib has shared now. Learn to forgive. Learn to forbear. Don't you wish that Allah must forgive you as well? Don't you desire that your sins shall be pardoned as well? If you wish and you desire and you request for forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla, then learn to forgive others also before they come to you and ask forgiveness from you. Learn to make people maaf instantly on the spot. And your heart will stay healthier. Your body will stay healthier. Your mind will stay healthier. It's like that. It's natural.
So imagine, Azur, for example, I said for itikaf, example. I went for full Tarawih. I read the Holy Quran. I finished so many Qurans. But I'm not talking to my family members.
I have
taken maybe property that belongs to others and took wrong inheritance.
Allah.
I will not...
Islam taking the rights of the next person.
Yes, the rights of... So, are we not fearing Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Actually, Ramadan comes for us to bring fear of Allah's mercy, for Allah's wrath.
On this note, are you saying, is Nigran Sahib saying that his roza, his itikaf, all of this can be affected because of the...
Most definitely. Ulama, are you present?
Because,
you
know, I mean, look, he left his business. He left his work. He left everything for 10 days or 1 month itikaf. But he's not talking to his own blood brother. And to not talk to your brother for more than 3 days is forbidden in Islam.
Allah.
It is not allowed.
Also, as salah is necessary upon a Muslim, giving of zakah, etc., likewise, maintaining family ties is wajib upon a believer.
So this is necessary.
It is necessary, also. It is categorical.
That warns us that we should be mindful about our blood relationships. So if the Quran has commanded us, and Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us for sila rahmi. Sila rahmi is not be good and be kind with the one who's kind with you, but rather be kind with the one who is oppressing you.
How beautiful is Dawud Islami? The Dawud Islami, subhanAllah, Amir Rasulullah teaches us that when you speak about helping Dawud Islami to fundraise, we are taught, mashallah, that we tell the donors, we tell the public that please see to your poor families first.
Allah.
See to them first.
Look at this.
How important is see to the poor ones first, and then whatever else extra you have then, assist the organization, subhanAllah, assist Dawud Islami. So, like that also, why would you want to choose to only invite a certain group of family members to your lunch, but you leave the poor out?
Allah.
Reality. This is happening.
Reality.
Whilst you're on the ground,
so
we're seeing this.
So you're saying in our shadis, ceremonies, programs, get-togethers, all these programs of causing happiness to each other, we deprived and we leave out the poor members of the family.
Families.
It's also in the month of Ramadan.
Very serious.
In the month of Ramadan, people mostly give charity to the poor people. People mostly see because of the sawab of giving and, you know, getting the sawab of a fasting person, etc. So now it means because Ramadan left us, we mustn't continue doing it. A person violated a person's right. He hurt his feelings. You know, he corrupted his mind. He assaulted him verbally. He finished him. Sab kuch barbaad ho gaya. How must I forgive such a person?
People say, in Nigrani Shura would give a beautiful answer to this.
What
is the solution to a problem like this? What is the solution?
Solution is what I'm about to do. And this is my naqis maswara, I would think. That what am I about to do? Will my Allah, will my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam be happy with it? This is it.
This is the solution.
This is it. You know, what I'm about to do. Not, for example, because, oh, he's done all this to me. Will me going to him, asking for forgiveness or making him maaf, will that make my Rabb Azza wa Jalla happy? My beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam happy? These things we should put in front first. This is the reality.
I agree. Because when a banda puts his Rabb first, he puts his Nabi first, then he realizes the wrong that he's doing. That in my life, my everything, my eating, drinking, sleeping, living, dying, is for Allah Azza wa Jalla. I didn't come to enjoy in this dunya. So we realize that along the way, we end up in these problems because of our nafsaniyat, insaniyat. It's part of life.
So that we learned from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was encouraging the blessed Ashab to give. To give in the battle of Tabuk, So, we know Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, second Khalifa of Islam, he gave half of his wealth. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq left. And then Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah, first he gave 300 camels with the goods, etc. Then 600 camels. And he said, if the battle is delayed, then I'll take care of the expenses. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, he comes back with everything. Akali Salatu Islam asks, what you left for your family? What did he say? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, we are Ashik Sahaba. You know, this deen that we have is because of this Sahaba Ikram, subhanallah, azza wa jal. What loyalty? We need to ask ourselves this question. Where is our loyalty in front of our Rabb? Where is our loyalty in front of our Nabi? Where is our loyalty in front of the Ahlul Bayt? Where is our loyalty in front of the best companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That I left Allah and His Rasul, nothing in the house. And like the Granth Sahib said, putting Allah azza wa jal first. And what we learn from the best companions, Ashabi kan nujum. You know, my companions are like the stars in the sky.
فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ You follow any one of them and you will righteously be guided, subhanAllah. Dear viewers, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, you are watching the program called Moments of Celebration. Second day of Eid, Alhamdulillah. I have a long roster for myself as it's only the second day of Eid and we want to celebrate it all 3 days, mashallah. Brothers, celebration doesn't mean just by using new clothes, eating food, delicious, lavish foods. No, this is not just Eid. Eid is when you cause happiness to enter into the next person's heart.
Subhanallah.
Make others happy. Share your happy moments with the less fortunate as well. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. There are many brothers who are using torn clothes today and they're still smiling.
Allah.
And there could be people who are using expensive clothes and fighting and crying. Keep the heart happy. If the heart is simple, everything else remains straight, dear viewers. If the heart is corrupted, then nothing will adorn your bodies. May Allah Kareem grant us forgiveness. We have a very beautiful Madani Pearl to hear and watch, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. When we return from this Madani Pearl, we will conclude with our program. You are watching our program called Moments of Celebration. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Blessings of Eid.
On the day of Eid, we frequently hear people say to each other, Eidun Sa'id, blessed Eid, fortunate Eid. And of course, the day of Eid is a day of blessings, is a day of good fortune and felicity for a believer. But remember, to truly make this day blessed and fortunate for us, we have to ensure that we are not transgressing the laws of Islam on the day of Eid. Eid doesn't mean that you've abandoned what you've been doing for the previous month. Taqwa, obeying Allah, doing righteous acts, refraining from sins and transgressions. You have no license on the day of Eid to forego all of these things and do as you like. So on the day of Eid, to truly make it Eid and Sa'id, continue praying your salah. Give sadaqah in the way of Allah. Meet your loved ones. Spread love and peace in the community. And inshallah, you will see that that day of Eid is truly a day of Eid for you. And not just that day, Allah willing, the rest of the year will follow suit. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes our entire life full of blessings and good fortune as well.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back. For those who have just joined us, you are watching the program called Moments of Celebration. I'm accompanied and joined by our two personalities, mashallah, azza wa jal, who need no introduction. Nigran of KwaZulu Natal, mashallah, on my right, beloved Nigran Ashraf Khan Attari Hafizahullah, and on my left, Morana Suhail Khan Hafizahullah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And we are discussing after Ramadan, why have we went back to our normal routine? After Ramadan, what are the major changes in our lives, dear viewers? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have established many Madani Pearls, and these programs will encourage and aid and help in understanding how can we change our lives. Take this as motivation, inshallah, azza wa jalla. So many ahadith, narrations, Quranic ayat are there, subhanallah, to motivate us and for us to understand the mission and the purpose of our existence on this planet. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So, going back to Mulana Suhail Khan Sahib, mashallah, azza wa jalla, Sayyidi, one of the greatest and the biggest lessons that we learn in the month of Ramadan is self-restraint, self-control of ghussa, of anger. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, in the month of Ramadan, we notice brothers try to control their anger, their hunger, their desires, their speech,
But once Ramadan is now coming to an end, before we go back to that which we were, how can we keep up to this discipline which we learned in the month of Ramadan, like self-control itself? We learn self-control in Ramadan. How can we keep the self-control and self-restraint even after Ramadan as well?
You know, one great bounty Allah has blessed us with is Iman.
Right.
That Allah has blessed us with the best of creation, Subhanahu, who has come as a mercy upon this universe. You know, once a companion came to Akalif Salam and he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, advise me. O Sini Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, La Taghdab, don't get angry. And again he asked, Akali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the same, replied in the same way, La Taghdab, that don't get angry. Now if you look at this, you know, anger opens lots of doors of guna and sin. Anger sometimes when we get angry, we don't think what we say. After we do, whether it's verbally or physically, then we think, after, have I done? In fact, shaitan takes advantage of that, especially when a person is angry, to manipulate the situation. And even the Akali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned very beautifully, Kul khairan aw liyasmut, that speak good or keep quiet. I mean, the Sunnah advised us many times, subhanAllah. You know, before, back in the days, we had those badges, subhanAllah, that we used to wear. And it meant green and white. Ek chup soksus. And in English, silence is salvation. You know, we must, as Muslims, Allah has blessed us that when in every situation, every angle, Akali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he left no stone unturned. That he advised us in many ways.
MashaAllah, as you were mentioning about, you know, anger and the importance of us restraining ourselves, we do find that, MashaAllah, we are celebrating Eid today, the second day of Eid,
SubhanAllah.
But in Ramadan, you do find people getting quite angry. This is the reality. You might find that the mom is getting angry at the children, not obviously doing what they're supposed to be doing, or even assisting to make the sehri or make the iftar.
But the anger comes in iftar time.
You know, so. And then you might get to a donor, and that particular donor is having a rough day or a bad day, and he might tell you, no, something bad, you know. You might get a staff being angry with the boss or vice versa, etc. What are some of the things we can do to avoid this going forward? Because this also can happen on Eid Day. On Eid Day, this also can happen. So, yes, anger is haram, most definitely. But what are some of the solutions to our youth and to the adults of the day? Something that we can share on this beautiful day of Eid. So that, mashallah, our viewers of Madri channel, and we can also learn, alhamdulillah, as ulama.
SubhanAllah. So that's we learn the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is a very famous hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. And this hadith, subhanAllah, over and again has been quoted. But look at the meaning it has. Because we all understand that strength comes from muscles. Yet the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, the strong person is not the one who defeats others in wrestling. Is not the one who defeats others in wrestling, but the one who controls himself when angry. The one who controls his nafs when upset. The one who controls himself when he is correct and right. The one who knows I'm right but decides to step back and not fight forward. This is true strength. This is the real muscles. Not the one who is physically muscular, but the one who has the heart to step back, even though he is right.
SubhanAllah.
Sayyidi, this hadith alone can help change the lives and the situations of many families out there. Because everyone is fighting for haq. Everyone says, I am on haq, I am right, I am right. Then who is wrong? Everyone is saying, I am right. Who is the one who is wrong? Even if you are right, step back, automatically the fight will come to an end. But our problem as insan is that every human wants to prove himself as correct. Nobody wants to be wrong. Nobody wants to take the blame. Nobody wants to take the blame. A simple thing as this, Ya Sayyidi. Glass fell from one child's hand. The father asked, what happened? The child wouldn't say, from my hand it fell. The answer that will be given was, oh, the glass broke.
Right.
But if the child said, Abba, who is in the next room, the glass fell from my hand mistakenly. Give the story. Why must let the father ask, are you okay? What happened? Because nobody wants to take the blame. Likewise, on the day of Qiyamah, Shaitan will say to the human kind, to human beings, I did not tell you to do that. I suggested to you to do that.
Allah.
I gave you waswasas. I put the whispers. Performing that action was your own choice. So today, don't come and blame this and don't tell Allah, I made you do that.
It was your own actions. I was the one who just suggested to you.
What's the biggest problem? The biggest problem is that we don't know our priorities as a Muslim, as a believer. You know, when someone has passion to, for example, become the best architect in the world, someone wants to become the biggest businessman in the world, someone wants to become the best mechanic in the world, what he does? He goes and understands it, he goes and studies it mentally, practically, and to achieve it. And he strives in it, then he becomes successful. Likewise, for a believer, if we do not incline ourselves to deen, to understanding our deen, learning our deen, then how are we able to resolve our solution, our problems? How are we able to tackle situations? And then we know that knowledge is light. And in this situation of anger, there are so many hadith mubarakah, so many ayat kareema regarding, and you know, previous nations also. There are lessons for us. So if we want to control this, if we want to know how to work with this, then read the best seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, one day the rabbi came to the court of Rasulullah and said, Ya Rasulullah, because Aqal Islam was a trader, one of his sunnahs was trading, and there was a deal wherein, in terms, Aqal Islam was to give dates to this Jew person. He came in the court of Aqal Islam and said, O Muhammad, return to me what is due to me. At that moment, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, and the second Khalifa of Islam, he got Jalal. You understand the Jalal of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he grabbed this person and said that if Aqal Islam was not present, your head would have been removed from your body. But in this situation, what the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did? He advised, O Umar, if this is how we treat our guests, you are supposed to be advising me to return what is due to him. You are supposed to be advising him to calm down. This is not how you deal with things. But this is a great lesson. But how do we understand this and learn? If only we run towards knowledge of Islam. You know, sadly, we have so many ulama ikram nowadays. But as community, as the layman, if in our terms, when did we ever decide that, you know, on a certain topic, like for example, I'm a very jalali person. Every, you know, you get these people, something you don't feel like talking to them because of their moods, mood swings, we call it. Let me sit in an Islamic scholar. You know, I have this problem. How can I work with it? Please advise me. Now you get the barakah of seeking ilm adeen, subhanAllah. You know, the alim get the honor of exposing ilm adeen, of education, subhanAllah. You know, for your akhirat. Because imagine, because of anger, you hurt someone's feelings, now you are dealing with hukukul abd. And no one, you know, people don't understand, they take hukuk, the rights of the servants of Allah. We all are the servants of Allah very lightly. You must understand that until that person does not forgive us, Allah will never forgive.
Allahu Akbar.
So there's a servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How would we stand the day of judgment? And people, you know, say the, you know, I'm sure maybe sometimes you also came across this, that people say that, no, I will stand, every man will stand for his deeds. Let me be. In such, what madri proofs can you give? Especially when you meet such a person that is very angry, he gets ghussa all the time. He is always jalali, he is always arrogant, and he brings out the statement that every person will stand and answer for himself in the day of judgment. Likewise, I will stand and face my Rabb. Is it a statement to really?
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In fact, such statements should not be said and not be made. It is out of shaitaniyat. It is also satanic. It is rooted because of ghussa and anger. And the ghussa itself is haram. It is forbidden. Thus, it is said that spit the anger. As I mentioned before as well, that everything needs to have a level. And everything should be within its limit. There are places when you must be angry. If you're not angry at that place, then you yourself can become a sinner.
Allah.
A person who says bad things to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at such a place, how can a person be cool and calm? You will not be collective. This is the place where your iman will speak. And it is natural for a person to lose himself. You see someone sinning and committing guna, you can't be happy at that point. You're going to feel pain. That's going to cause you anger. But there are places when you're not supposed to be upset and angry. So the real fasting actually commences and begins after Ramadan. This was the fasting of just the stomach. And now the fasting of all the body organs commences. It was practiced in Ramadan. It has to now live with us even after Ramadan until our last breath. But Allah is so Ghafoor al-Rahim that in after every 11 months, 1 month comes to change. Every year till you will be alive in the dunya, because that 1 month will come as a reminder again. Hey, you're going back to your normal track. Come back on track. Again, Allah will bring you on track for 1 month. That month will pass. Again, 11 months, you got practice now to be on that track. Again, the moment you go off track, Ramadan will come again, subhanAllah. And like that, we spend maybe 10 Ramadans, 15 Ramadans, 20 Ramadans. Allahu Akbar. How many Ramadans are there in our life to reform us, but we don't want to be reformed? Allahu Akbar. Insan wants to continue with the same system, on the same rhythm. See Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best part is, Ya Sayyidi, that we all are striving to come out of some problem. But the key ingredient and solution is within the verse of the Quran. Allah Kareem states, فَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That fear me. If you fear me, I will make a plan for you to escape from your problems. We are having meetings. We do have meetings. We have family meetings, get-togethers. How can we come out of the situation? Allah Kareem is saying, fear me, I will take you out of your situation. Allah. So when you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, when you have a problem, that means fear that you don't miss your salah. Fear Him that you don't commit any guna and sin. Fear Him more than your problem itself, and then you will realize how Allah Azza wa Jalla will make that problem of yours soften for you. You will accomplish your targets and your goals, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidi, we have come to the end of the program. We have like last few minutes remaining before we close our session for today. It's the day of Eid. We are speaking about sins. We are speaking about tawab. We are speaking about Ramadan. We are speaking about being good even after the month of Ramadan has now passed. Subhanallah, today is biryani day, sweetmeats day. Today is braai day. Today is food day. The entire day you're going to be seeing people eating, mashallah. But being in the second of Ramadan al-Kareem, yani the second day of Eid, subhanallah, it's already Shawwal, Ya Sayyidi. And mashallah, many brothers now will keep the six fast of Shawwal as well. May Allah Kareem grant us all the tawfiq and ability to keep these fasts. Ameen. However, Ya Sayyidi, how can believers protect their spiritual gain that they attained in the month of Ramadan, even after Ramadan? Whatever spirituality we accumulated, we gained. Now we want to keep this momentum going on even after Ramadan. Please give us some solutions, Ya Sayyidi.
Alhamdulillah, so very, very important to set some goals.
Right.
Goals are important. Set some goals and mashallah, allow yourself to plan a schedule that on a daily basis, subhanallah, recital of the Holy Quran, performing salah in jamaat.
In jamaat, right.
Islamic sisters performing salah at home.
At home, right.
With our younger generation children, Islamic sisters, subhanallah.
Right.
At the same time, uplifting your charity towards the family and organization, subhanallah.
So these are the actions that a person was doing in Ramadan.
Now increase it, subhanallah, and after continue Ramadan. Subhanallah, azza wa jalla. Quran, salah, good character. Very, very important.
Very important
character in your home as a husband, as a brother,
Allah.
As alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, maybe a leader, as a business person,
sisters,
good character,
wives.
Sisters and wives, mothers, alhamdulillah, whatever. Mothers. So
character, is
character improving it, subhanallah, and if something goes wrong, if there's some weakness in Maktubah. And reaffirm that. Go and continue forward, subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
These are important.
Good company
and,
as well.
And at the same time, subhanallah, a lot of that tarbiyat can come from this beautiful movement of Dawud Islam.
No doubt.
Join the beautiful mahal of Dawud Islam. Learn about the Quran. Learn about the beautiful sunnah of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On the day of Eid, subhanallah, practice the sunnah of smiling. How many of us normally would enter the house and smile at our families, at our wives? Take a gift, mashallah, if there's some gift that you can give to your children, to your wives. Spending in the month of Ramadan, spending on the day of Eid on your family also is blessings, subhanallah. When last have we given it to our children a gift? So it's important.
When are we going to get a gift from our grand?
No.
When are we going to get a gift from our
these are certain things and goals you should aspire to try and do, mashallah. And remember, Allah's mercy is such that if we fall, Allah is there to forgive us. Rise up, inshallah. And most definitely have hope. But with that hope of Allah's mercy, also have fear of Allah Almighty.
Subhanallah.
Fear His wrath.
So this is the balance.
And this is the balance. And mashallah, the Madari channel is there. Continue watching Madari channel, subhanallah. Continue with the weekly istimaat of Dawud Islami. Try to join the Madari Qafila, subhanallah. Watch Madari Muzakira, subhanallah, azza wa jalla. And alhamdulillah, we got no excuses. You don't understand English, it's in English. You understand Urdu, it's in Urdu. You understand Bangladeshi is in Bangladeshi, Arabic is over there.
Allah.
And so many satellites giving you deen and education in the comfort of your home, subhanAllah.
And
mashallah, this particular group together with our cameraman, subhanAllah. Allah bless them, our team, subhanAllah, Azza wa Jalla. Indirectly, this is all sawab. Sitting and mashallah mentioning about the deen, those that are alhamdulillah involved in taking this and take it out by a satellite, by a camera, that is also mashallah deen and blessing. And you listening and taking points to learn and to become better and mentioning it to others, mashallah, this is blessing, subhanAllah.
As Nigran sahab speaks, mashallah, I've seen this, that as Nigran sahab speaks, he's a man of practicality. Like he mentioned, sets target. I'm sure Sayyidi also seen it, Nigran sahab. Actually, Nigran sahab, let me ask, how old you are? What is your age, mashallah?
Subhanallah.
My Nigran looks very young. Huh?
MashaAllah. Nigran sahab, don't
have 56, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. 56, but the way Nigran sahab, mashallah, saves huzur. You know, it's like Nigran sahab is 26. MashaAllah. So
Allah grant him healthy long life.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillah. Allah grant him healthy long life.
We must strive to, mashallah, strive to what our Amir al-Sunnah has done, subhanAllah. We are nothing. Allahu
Akbar.
Everything is because of Amir al-Sunnah and the mercy of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are in Dawat Islami is through Amir al-Sunnah. We are nothing.
No doubt.
Alhamdulillah. All this is happening because of Amir al-Sunnah, because of his pain for the Ummah. Subhanallah. And this pain, subhanallah, he has obviously, alhamdulillah, with his nazr-e karam, with his faith in barakah, he has given us that pain also.
Wow.
And mashallah, today we all are here. And look at those pain, subhanallah, sitting here, away from your families, the cameramen, mashallah, also are here.
Wow.
This is, mashallah, the level of consciousness Amir al-Sunnah gives. Allah Pak give us tawfiq to continuously serve this beautiful movement, subhanallah, until our last breath, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah, Nigran sahib, for being part and parcel of this program, for being here, for sharing all of this experiences and knowledge and motivation, Madani Pearls, with us, with the viewers of Madani Channel. It was really an honor being with you in this program, alhamdulillah. We hope that you will join many other programs coming in the future, near future, further future, mashallah. Nigran sahib is always busy with Madani Kaam,
mashallah.
And mashallah, today he spared us some time from his precious time, alhamdulillah. We are really honored, alhamdulillah. We now turn to Mulana Sahib for any parting words from yourself, inshallah.
Think good, be good. And especially as a believer, we should all ask ourselves this question. Ramadan has come, and it's such a guest, like I mentioned yesterday as well, that a guest that comes to give us, normally when a guest comes, we give the guest. But this guest came to give us.
Allah.
Have we taken from this guest, or have we just, you know, entertained the guest for as long as the time was? Now that the guest is gone, we just close the gate and the door, and yes, wow, everything's back to normal. Because if we don't reform now, huzur, day by day, minute by minute, we are getting closer to our dark roots. And very soon we'll be laid into the dark roots. Salvation lies in being obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And that's what this blessed month of Ramadan has come to train us practically, physically, emotionally, to prepare ourselves for the dark. Whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're a toddler. In fact, COVID should practically wake us up about death. Especially to the youngsters and the youth out there, that instead of waiting for 30 and 40 years old, let me enjoy my life in this spree. How many youngsters have passed on? In Ramadan, so many youngsters, toddlers, you get the message that they've passed on. That we should take lesson from them.
Bishak.
Do our best, like I said, be good and stay good.
Subhanallah, Jazakallah. That was my punchline. Maulana Sahib has mentioned, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, stay good, be good, and do good, dear viewers. Ramadan has left us, but its lessons should never leave our hearts and our minds. Jihad. Ramadan was not meant to change 30 days. Ramadan was meant to change our entire lives. And it can change today, right at this very moment, if you make the niyyah, inshallah, subhanallah. We say once again, shukran to both our esteemed guests and personalities who spent ample time with us, mashallah, Zawajal, in studios and shared the Madani Pearls with us. May Allah Kareem grant them longevity, good health, and safety of Iman. Until next time, dear viewers, we end with what?
Inshallah, just before we end,
Allahu
totally,
Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Beautiful Eid gift, subhanallah, from the
Subhanallah,
Ghusha Park, subhanallah.
Subhanallah, mashallah.
Mashallah.
from the bargah of Sarkari Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. MashaAllah. Subhanallah. Nigran Sahib has shared with us a beautiful tasbih and beautiful gift, MashaAllah, Zawajallah, from the city of Baghdad. Shukran, Ya Sayyidi. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. They say, spread salam, the hadith of Rasulullah. Spread salam and spread gifts. This causes muhabba in love. Subhanallah. They say, shukran, dear viewers. It's Eid day. And I'm sure many children are waiting in the line, in the queues for their Eid. So, inshallah, Zawajallah, bless them as well. Keep smiling and keep reciting durood and salawat upon Rasul Akram, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Moments of celebration, celebrate life with hearts that pray. Celebrate life with hearts that pray. Moments of celebration.